Regena. Priscilla Wasak case is a textbook case for the application of GLADU principles, said Judge Noah Evanchik when sentencing the indigenous woman to 8 years in prison. After 30-year-old Wasak case completes her prison sentence, she will be placed on a 10-year long-term supervision order, LTSO, which is reserved for high-risk offenders. Ms. Wasak case presents with a personal history that contains horrific trauma that was visited upon her from the earliest of ages, said Judge Evanchik in his January 23 written decision in Regena Provincial Court. She was the product of emotional, physical, and sexual abuse from direct family members. She was exposed to racism and differential treatment at school. She had little in the way of proper supports or care. It is a testament to her personal resilience that Ms. Wasak case is alive today, he said. It would be a gross understatement to suggest that the offender had a troubled childhood. From the time of her birth to the present, Wasak case has been the victim of horrific physical, sexual and emotional abuse. She lacked stability in her formative years, having been moved between various relatives and households where she struggled to find normalcy. She was exposed at the earliest age to substance abuse, neglect and feelings of separation from those people who ought to have been providing a loving home environment for her. It is little surprise that by the time she was a teenager, Priscilla Wasak case was displaying warning signs of pre-criminal behavior. When Wasak case was born in Regena in August 1993, she was immediately the subject of an emergency protection order but was taken from hospital by her parents to be raised in the care of a sister on the George Gordon First Nation. She moved around a lot in her early years, and when she was 3, she suffered a severe trauma when her aunt tried to drown her in a bathtub, court heard. For the next 7 years following this incident, Wasak case was the victim of grooming and sexual assault at the hands of her maternal grandfather while living on reserve. This sexual abuse involved manipulation, threats and other means of silencing Wasak case from disclosing her trauma to others. Wasak case didn't have a close relationship with her father because he was in prison when she was a child. Her relationship with her mother was also strained. Both of her parents suffered from alcoholism and drug addiction. They both passed away when she was in her 20s. Wasak case struggled in school because of the constant moving and instability when she was a child, court heard. Wasak case started abusing substances at the age of 12 and has struggled with alcohol and drug addiction all of her life. A life of crime. Judge Priscilla Wasak case's criminal history commenced when she was 12 and has continued without interruption, save for time spent incarcerated, until the time of the present offense, said Judge Evanchik. Between the age of 15 and the current offense, she has spent only 28 months of cumulative time outside some form of correctional facility. Wasak case's criminal record shows a pattern of violent behavior that worsens when she drinks or does drugs, he said. Recent conviction. Judge Evanchik accepted the 8-year joint sentencing submission followed by a 10-year LTSO from Senior Crown Prosecutor Adam Brecker and Defense Counsel Taylor Bereziak on January 23 after Wasak case pleaded guilty to the violent robbery of a taxi driver in Regena. The taxi driver had picked up 2 women in his cab at about 5:45 a.m. On June 17, 2022, at a Tim Hortons near the intersection of 7th Avenue and Albert Street. Dashcam video captured the violent incident. Wasak case asked the taxi driver to take her and the other passenger to 1916 Park Street. While driving there, Wasak case, who was seated next to him, pulled out a knife and held it against his neck and demanded cash. Wasak case can be heard on the dashcam recording saying, "We're going to, expletive, roll ya." The taxi driver can be seen on the video reacting calmly to the threat of the knife against his neck. He immediately pulled the car to the side of the road and told Wasak case that he wouldn't give her any money because she wasn't strong enough to rob him. He grabbed Wasak case by the hand, bent her fingers back and took the knife from her. Wasak case stole a debit, credit machine and phone from the console and then fled. The taxi driver chased her and kicked her several times before she got away. Wasak case was identified through the in-car video and the victim's description of her tattoos. She was arrested by members of Regina Police Service on July 13, 2022. Judge Evancik banned Wasackase from owning firearms or weapons for life and ordered her to provide her DNA to the RCMP National DNA Databank. She was given 1.5 days credit for each day she spent on remand since her arrest in July 2022. Treatment provides hope. During Wasackase's sentencing hearing, the Crown called three witnesses, including a forensic psychiatrist and two people from Correctional Service of Canada, CSC. Dr. Mariana Kretsenyuk from the Toronto Centre for Addictions and Mental Health, who specializes in the treatment of offenders deemed not criminally responsible, testified that Wasackase suffered extreme amounts of trauma at an early age, including physical, sexual and emotional abuse. Wasackase also experienced prenatal compromise, the effects of intergenerational trauma, and severe addiction. Dr. Kretsenyuk provided a diagnosis of antisocial personality disorder with borderline personality disorder traits. Dr. Kretsenyuk said some of Wasackase's maladaptive personality traits can't be cured and she will require lifelong medical, psychiatric care. Dr. Kretsenyuk found, however, that despite Wasackase's cognitive and emotional deficits, she is still capable of successfully completing programming and recovery. A parole officer supervisor from CSC told the court that the conditions of the LTSO are determined by the parole board, in consultation with a parole officer. LTSO conditions are stringent and hold offenders to abstention conditions that are monitored by random screens at a contracted facility, court heard. In addition, the offenders are monitored for their associations and the necessity of follow-up treatment for addictions. Under the LTSO, Wasackase will be able to access intensive programming, court heard. Her corrections history filed during this proceeding demonstrates that Wasackase is open to further treatment for substance abuse, trauma-informed therapy and culturally sensitive training, said Judge Evancik. This story by SASKTODAY first published on February 4, 2024. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt Escatoday. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep local news a touch away by bookmarking sasktoday.ca's homepage at this link. Click to bookmark our crime, cops and court section.